This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm pleased to have with us today Deborah Hammer. She is Chief Communications Officer for the New Mexico Health Insurance Exchange, and it is important that we talk with her today because we are getting close to an important deadline. Deborah, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Good afternoon.
Good to talk with you today. Deborah, tell me, what is that deadline?
Well, the deadline to get insurance for 2014 is March 31st. And we know there's been some different deadlines in the past, but this is the one to remember if you want to get insurance this year.
Okay, so that is for the year 2014 by the end of this month, March 31st. If for some reason someone does not meet that deadline, what's the next opportunity?
The next opportunity will come at the end or at the beginning of October of 2014. We'll open up the second annual enrollment period for the exchange, and people will have until the end of the year in order to get coverage for 2015.
Okay, so this is very critical for folks who somehow have missed this information. If you want insurance for this year, you must sign up by the end of March, by the end of this month. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait until October, and then that coverage won't take effect until January of 2015. Let's get a little update on how things are going so far. How many people have already taken this opportunity to get health insurance through your exchange?
Sure. Well, New Mexico, a little bit of a different model from other states. We're kind of a hybrid model. We handle small business enrollment inside New Mexico, and then we go through the federal hub, healthcare.gov, for individual enrollment. So we have about 500 in our SHOP, Small Business Health Options Program, that have signed up so far. And then through healthcare.gov, we have about 12,000 individuals who have signed up so far.
Okay, very interesting. And are there reasons behind why individuals go through the federal website, healthcare.gov? Because we know some states have their own website for individuals as well.
Right. Well, the legislature set up the New Mexico Health Insurance Exchange in May of 2013. And so obviously it was sort of a scramble to get both platforms up. And the SHOP is a little bit different since you don't have to go through the IRS, Social Security, all the things that we've heard of for verification. So we thought in order to make sure that the platform works, we would do what we could do best, and that was SHOP, and then use healthcare.gov just for this year. But as we speak, we're building our individual platform so that New Mexico will serve New Mexicans for the 2015 year.
Okay, wonderful. Now, give us a little background on who exactly can participate in the exchanges. And then for those who don't qualify, what their option is.
Sure. Right now, if you fall between the 138 to 400% of the federal poverty level, and this will vary depending on the size of your family, you would be eligible for the exchange. Now, everybody can go to the exchange, but it was really designed for those people because you can qualify for federal subsidies that will help pay for your monthly premiums as well as cost-sharing reductions that can help with your out-of-pocket or deductible costs as well. And so that's what it's really trying to do, is make insurance affordable for those people.
Okay, very interesting. And I'm sure at healthcare.gov, you'd be able to see where you fall within those poverty line ratios that you talked about based on your income. And it also is based, as you say, on the size of your household, how many people are in the household, correct?
That is correct. But even better than going to healthcare.gov, you can go to bewellnm.com, and that is the New Mexico website. And what we did was build a subsidy calculator, so you can estimate what your federal subsidies might be. And then there's a cost comparison tool, because you're using local carriers like Presbyterian, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Molina, New Mexico Health Connections. So we have all those plans filed in-state. And so you can say, well, I'm looking for a bronze or silver plan. I'm looking to pay about this much in premiums. And you can do a side-by-side comparison on our tool. And then when you're ready, then you would be directed to healthcare.gov to make the final enrollment selections.
Could you say that website address one more time?
Absolutely. It is bewellnm.com. And for those who need our bilingual version, you'll be also can be directed to that, but it's thegirlkcnm.com.
Okay, and the English version, bewellnm.com. Very important information because, Deborah, I don't know if you've heard this before, but for many people, including people with, a middle-class income, the kind of subsidies that you get can be very, very substantial. I mean, I've actually seen news coverage of folks who are paying about what I pay, and I'm only paying, 60% or 40% of my premium because my employer pays 60%. So some of these subsidies are quite good.
Exactly, and of course, it does depend on where you fall on the scale, what part of the state you're at, because there's different rates for different parts of the state. But I've also heard stories, $30, $60 a month, and it really depends on your usage, because it's not just based on the premium. You want to look at how much you use the doctor. So if you go to the doctors a lot, perhaps you want a premium that's a little bit higher, but your deductible and out-of-pocket are a little bit lower. Vice versa, if you don't go to the doctors, maybe you just want a really low premium, but then if you have to go once in a while, you'll have to pay those out-of-pockets.
Yeah, very good information. So you mentioned that New Mexico actually is running the website for small businesses. Let's get a little better understanding of this and how small business owners can get started in planning health insurance for their employees on the New Mexico Health Exchange.
Absolutely. We've seen a lot of interest. We know that employers still have their plans grandfathered in from last year, but we expect to see a lot of them come on board for 2015. Now, it's not a mandate by the federal government, but small business owners, and that's defined between 2 and 49 employees. If you're a sole proprietor, you would go through the exchange. You can choose a meta level as an employer, but then the great thing is that employees have the choice to pick any carrier within that meta level. And that's something different that our state hasn't had before. And I think another important thing is the March 31st deadline does not apply to small business owners because it's all about that annual renewal period for them. So it's on a monthly basis when they might need to go and start renewing their plans. But I really urge small businesses, because we know they're incredibly busy doing what they do best, that's running their businesses, go to an agent or broker and work with them, because they're going to really be able to help employers understand what's best for them, their employees, and, of course, their bottom line.
Okay, very good information. And, I wanted to ask one more question. Of course, when the health insurance sign-ups began, there were a lot of problems in terms of the federal website and this sort of thing. We haven't heard so much about that lately. A lot of those things have been ironed out. But if somebody wants to, an individual, they want to sign up for health insurance and they're having difficulty for some reason with the enrollment process, how can they get help and does it cost anything to get assistance?
That's a great question. What I would do in that situation is, A, call up our 24/7 bilingual call center, and that's at 1-855-99-NMHIX, and they'll be put in touch with someone who needs your help. Or you can go to bewellnm.com, our website. There's a red tab you can click on that says, I need help. You put in your zip code, and you would find a healthcare guide or broker. And these people can work with you at no cost, with full confidentiality in person, on the phone, to help you walk through that process and help you understand what you really need before you ever get to healthcare.gov if you'd like.
Okay, so that's where you can get information for help again and also do an estimate of how much health insurance will cost right online there. And again, it's bewellnm.com. Very interesting stuff. And very important stuff, Deborah Hammer is the Chief Communications Officer for the New Mexico Health Insurance Exchange. Deborah, thank you for being with us.
Oh, again.